Do you want an intro?
Sure.
All right. Okay. Just picture the music going so you could take your time.
Hey, guys, we are... Oh, my goodness.
Take your time.
So loud.
Gang.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
You're so loud. I'm so sorry.
Came in hot.
It's like when you get in the car and the radio is turned all the way up and go, ah!
But it's your emotions.
Okay. Hey guys, we are an acquired taste podcast. The podcast that is for people that don't get enough sleep but like to pretend that they do.
Hey!
That did not sleep. Nope.
Nope.
I mean, yes to true. Nope to sleep. Nope to sleep.
I am Kathleen, and I'm here with my co-host, Bethany.
Hello.
And Samantha.
Greetings.
And you guys are sucking on some hot drinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you're hot drinking, too.
I'm drinking coffee with all of the creamer. It is literally the color of my skin.
Which will forever be... First of all, the girth of this spoon is serious.
I don't mess around.
Can you feel this, Kathleen? This spoon is a mini dumbbell.
Do you know that is how you measure quality of silverware, of utensils?
By the heft?
By the weight.
Huh.
They should have, a little bit of heft.
I'd be afraid of wrist cysts.
Because then you know it's like a good metal, because when it's very light, it's not a very durable metal.
That is a very attractive spoon.
Thank you.
For the record.
Thank you very much. It's by Knork. K-N-O-R-K.
Knork.
Knork.
Knork. I am sipping on one of my new favorite frines, and she loves us very much, and we love her right back. Snarky Tea, which is this chick who started her company on Shark Tank, and I think it speaks to our souls, because the different titles are, for instance, this one is Get Your Together.
Oh.
And it's, you made questionable decisions last night, today's a new day, so own it. This one's Wake the Up and Start Being Fabulous.
And this one says, fierce bitch, slay the day. You know, Snarky Tea is really naming their teas what I would like to name the middle name of my children.
Yeah.
Like Sally, wake the f*** up, Smith.
By the way, not a sponsor. Should be.
Should be.
Hell yeah.
Namaste, mother f***.
What is it? What's the description for it?
It's get your zen on with a divine cup of this raspberry orange green tea, yoga pants all day, day.
That's the one I'm drinking, and it's very tasty.
Tommy, yoga pants all day, day. Smith.
You're going to have the best baby.
It's going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I start this with, I just scratched my finger with my ring.
Ow.
Can I start this with an apology, a formal, serious apology? I don't know if I did the right thing to you, Bethany, and to you, Minerva.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I headed up here a little early because you guys had to stay back so Kathleen, you could pay to park and all that good stuff. So I headed up to the apartment alone.
Did you step on my cat again?
I did not step on your cat. This could be better or worse.
It was just you and Minerva in Kitchen Studio NYC.
It was. And I was setting up and I was closing the door. And instead of seeing it as a sign of this is now the space we're going to be in, Minerva saw it as an escape
challenge.
No way.
So she started to briskly walk toward the door. So I spent like 30, what felt like 30 seconds, I now understand was under a second. But I spent amount of time saying, no. And she's going for it.
Yeah.
More vehemently. So I put my hand in front of her face to act like a mini door. And she went around it because apparently my hand is a normal size.
Yeah.
So I grabbed her tail.
Oh.
And I looked. Waited for a reaction and she didn't have one. She just kind of kept going but was now moonwalking in place.
Oh my God.
Wait. And I just gave her a little pullback and then I shut the door quickly.
Speaking of tails.
I dragged your cat back into his apartment. I am so sorry.
No, she needs to learn not to go outside. Like, so if it's
what
like
what would have happened?
She would have stayed on this top floor.
Okay.
You would have had to just walk and pick her up, but
okay, I definitely did not know that at the time.
No, it's fine. I keep trying to teach her this lesson and she keeps getting scared when she goes outside, but then they're not very smart, so they don't have a lot of memory, so they forget the lessons they learn.
You just called your kitties dumb.
Not very smart, which is why if you look at Minerva, one side of her face, her whiskers are curled because she keeps learning the candle lesson, which is don't get close to it.
That's the whole lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Candles.
Don't do them.
There was this viral video that was out not so long ago. This family left the house. They went out for the day, but they left a plate of pancakes sitting on top of the gas stove, and a doggy was like, sniff, sniff, sniff. I smell pancakes, and like got himself up on top of the stove to get the plate of pancakes, but hit the pilot, like the light, you know, on the way down, it started a fire in the house.
Was he okay?
Yeah, the dog was fine.
Thank God.
And I think the house was just like lightly charred in the area of the stove.
I blame the family. Why do you leave pancakes out when you have a dog, dummies?
You can't do that.
I blame the family.
You can't do that.
No, it's good. I also have to apologize.
Oh my gosh. Okay, get it all out.
Because none of us noticed.
Yeah.
Last week, the thing I learned this week was the exact same thing as the thing I learned the previous week.
I noticed.
Did you?
I did.
I didn't understand that I noticed because I didn't remember the title of the first time. So my inner monologue was like, oh, another book that looks really cool.
Wait, third time's a charm, Bethany. Just give us a little update on what you learned last week.
The Southern Reach trilogy is really amazing. Oh my God, you should have said something because I legitimately did not remember. And so I was on Twitter and one of our fabulous listeners was like, I read the books that you talked about last week and we had not yet released the podcast. So I'm like, did the podcast get out early? How did she hear this?
Yeah, because now people want to leak us.
Right.
Did she scoop us on what I learned this week? And so then I realized that I had done it twice. If you guys had a camera watching my reaction when I'm just staring at her tweet with like squinted eyes, my mouth open, trying to figure out how she heard a podcast that hadn't been released yet.
Bethany freezes when she's thinking really hard. So just hold a moment in time in your mind for a long ass time.
Is this like when you're looking for your glasses, but they're on your face?
Yes, the exact thing. That's the very thing.
That is
so
hilarious.
Thanks for everyone who noticed. And if you didn't notice, you're not a very good listener.
I mean, you're awesome listener.
And what are you doing with your life?
Whatever. We still haven't gotten to the topic of this episode, so apologies there.
Just apologies all around.
We're just sorry.
For so many things.
For everything.
We are going to, so this was an exercise I got to do in college once and it was so much fun. So when we were going around saying, hey, what do you think we should hit this week? It just like, I remembered being in college. It was a public speaking course, mm-hmm. which speaks to what we're doing now. And the exercise was tell a story that you've told many times before. So in her words, that my professor, tell your story. And it doesn't mean it has to be funny. It doesn't mean it has to be heavy. It doesn't have to be anything. But she said just the cadence of telling it because you've told it so many times will make it more special than other stories.
So this is a good practice for you to do at home in your bathroom if you're afraid of public speaking.
Yeah.
You like start with a story that you know you're good at.
Or I figured it would work here because usually they're kind of interesting. So maybe we'll learn a little bit more about one another.
This is like acting 101. Yeah. The intro to theater.
It's like after you play mirror, but before you start doing monologues.
I'm not telling a story until you give me my syllabus.
It's the repetition exercise.
Yeah. Sam, do you want to go first since it's your idea?
Sure, I will. I have to start it with an apology because this story has to do with a pact that it would never be repeated.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. So you're repeating the pact.
So I'm breaking the pact.
How many times have you broken
this pact?
I've broken
it in the past.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, it's the most broken pact ever.
A bunch of times, but it's never been documented before. So if one of my friends found out through the grapevine that I've broken the pact, I've up until this moment I could go, nah.
Oh,
I wasn't the leak.
Oh shoot.
So now I'm the leak.
Are you about to ruin somebody's life?
I don't think so. I think we're good. Okay.
Damn it.
I know you got real excited, Kathleen.
So sorry to disappoint.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Not today, at least. Okay, I'm going to take you guys back to high school graduation.
Okay.
We're all a party at my house, and it is my closest group of friends because we're in a performing arts center. So we spend north of 4 hours a day together every day during school hours for the last 4 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we're borderline blood relatives.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting there and it's hit us that we've graduated and we're all going to different schools and explore different things and we realize that we are never going to be here again.
As we go on.
Thank you.
We remember.
I just want to say.
All the time.
I'm so proud of the people you've grown up to become. You've worked so hard to get here. It hasn't always been easy. But no one can say you haven't tried.
Friends forever.
All right. So we all decided we had to do one thing together that was big and impactful and we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I love it.
What is that thing when you're 18 years old?
Sex.
Kinda.
Jumping off a building.
We're gonna go streaking.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah.
So a bunch of 17 and 18 year olds decide it's 11 at night, we're a little tipsy, let's go streaking. So I said, there's a 24-hour pool club in the area by my parents' house.
You're going to go streaking where there are
people.
We're
going to go to the family area, the pool club. So we all get in a car. We drive into this long. To paint a picture of the driveway, it is maybe a quarter of a mile long with trees on either side. So you can't see this from the main road. So we drive down there and we pull up to where the people are and we see all the people and we say, you know what? Let's just do our same plan, but over in the dark part of the parking lot where no one can see us.
Yeah.
So we all go in there and we're like, all right, everyone derobe. And everybody takes off their clothes. We're like, on the count of three, get outside, start running and screaming. One, two, three. There are naked people everywhere. And in the most Sam thing I've ever done, I kept my t-shirt dress around my neck because I was afraid I'd need to be dressed at a moment's notice. And I was the only one who did that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because not what felt like 45 seconds in, my naked ass friend Paul is running in the dark and I see him very quickly, a silhouette of a man with his arms up, and then freezes because a police car is coming down the long winding bend.
And he, wait, so the cop hasn't seen you yet, but your friend remains frozen anyway?
No, but my friend was walking around like he was imitating an orangutan, and right as the police car hit him, he froze, so I just see a big silhouette of Paul.
Amazing.
Okay, so everyone starts running in the car reflexively. I start to run in the car and then I realize, oh my God, someone has to be outside to talk to the police officer. Otherwise, what are they going to do? Please step out of the vehicle.
Right.
I throw my t-shirt dress on and I start walking toward the car. And my friends are all like, Sam, get in the car. What are you doing? I'm like, guys, I got this. And I try and overcompensate being cool. So I lean on the hood of a car like one of those cool moms.
Oh my God.
No, Sam, cops don't like it when you walk towards their car and then lean.
I'm like, how you doing tonight, officer? And I think he put two and two together real hard, real fast, because he asked me only a few questions. I remember saying, I live down the street. My friends and I are just hanging out. We just graduated. And he said, okay, I think you kids need to go home.
Yeah, that's a good cop.
So I said, all right. And I salute him and I go in the car and I'm like, woo, crisis averted. As I get in there, I hear muffled screams of pain. Like, what's going on? Well, two of my guy friends and one of my girlfriends hopped in the trunk really quickly and closed the door.
No.
Yeah. What they didn't realize was Amanda's foot was still where the door closes. So then I'm freaking out and yell, open the door. But then Paul, who was in the back seat, yells, we can't. Because if a police officer sees a girl crying naked in a car sandwiched between two naked men
in a trunk,
gonna raise some flags. So all of us start yelling, drive.
And her foot's in the door.
Foot's still in the door. We get as far as we could from the police officer, pull into the next neighboring driveway, open the door. She had a decent cut, but nothing horrible because the car had the foam buffer. Like it was soccer mom
rubber.
Van.
Okay.
It had the rubber buffer. So her foot got hit between the rubber. So it had some move. It did get cut, but she was fine. So then we promised we would never talk about it ever again.
What were the names of all of the people in this group?
Amanda V, Paul P, Brandon S, Nathan A, Priscilla M, Christy D, and yours truly.
Oh my God.
Your friends are going to get so pissed.
It was the best, worst night of my life. And honestly, even when we got dressed and went in the house, we didn't even talk about it the rest of that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when you have sex with someone that you know you shouldn't have had sex with, and the next morning you just don't know what to do with your eyes.
It was mortifying because of how many bullets we dodged. Like we were almost arrested. We were almost arrested twice for the back seat problem.
Yeah.
And then we almost had to tell our parents because my dad's a doctor. So we were afraid Amanda's toe fell off and we'd have to tell my dad so he could sew it back on.
At least she had a hurt toe, because then you could think about that instead of seeing all your friends naked.
So yes, true.
Refocus.
Like
with little kids.
I have done it if I could have worn my jean shorts the whole time.
You're never nude. No room for never nudes in streaking. It's the one loophole.
Sam, you have to be open to all kinds. You have to be accepting.
You would have had to been the Sam with the t-shirt around her neck, and I would have had to take off the t-shirt. Mm. One person can be remotely clothed in a streaking situation.
I would have let you wear your teeniest, tiniest pair of jean shorts.
Oh, thank God.
You're welcome.
So that's my story.
That's a good one.
Apologies to all of my friends.
You should relive that moment.
I try. We call it Operation Hairy Toe. Every once in a while, like, you guys want Operation Hairy Toe, and everyone responds with shut up. Like, no one even LOLs. No. It's horrible.
Kathleen, do you have a story you always tell?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so actually, I've never told this before, but...
so that is literally the opposite of what we're doing.
I'm going to tell you this to you now.
The reverse of the podcast topic.
I feel like I've told you guys all my good ones already. I don't have that many.
Kathleen's standing with her hands on her hips, like she's Peter Pan with such strong affirmation. I'm very excited for this story.
This is also sort of a PSA in case anybody else is suffering from this as well.
Oh, is this a very special episode of An Acquired Taste?
It's a very special episode.
Okay. Hey, teens.
Last year.
Yes.
I was under an incredible amount of stress.
Yes.
I would just sit in my room and think of all the things I had to do, and then I never did them. And then I would try and go to sleep at night, and I was convinced there were worms living in my butt.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
I was convinced that there were worms living in my butt. Bottom.
Like you felt them or you...
Like I felt something crawling around in my intestines. And that is how the stress of life manifested itself inside of me.
Oh my gosh.
So okay. You do a little WebMDing as one does.
Sure.
Worms inside of butt.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you WebMD?
Yes. Can you imagine the photos that came up?
Oh, yeah, because that's a thing that can happen.
I found myself for the next couple of weeks waking up in the middle of the night, ripping back the sheets, shining my flashlight on the bed because I was like, these worms are crawling out of me because I only feel it at night.
Fun fact, Kathleen sleeps with a headlamp near her bed for the bathroom at night.
Yeah, when you go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I went to the doctor and I said, doctor, I have worms in my butt.
You just diagnosed yourself right off the bat.
And doctor said to me, well, have you traveled anywhere lately? And I said, no.
Just to Joyzy. Just the deep, dark, petrified corners of my mind.
I said, I went to Ireland a year and a half ago. And they said, okay, well, have you been in very close, intimate contact with somebody who's been to an exotic country lately?
Like Joyzy?
I said, no. And they said, have you eaten any rotten food lately? And I said, no, not that I'm aware of. And they said, well, pull your pants down.
That's what you were waiting for.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping your pants were already down.
Pull your pants down. Now, it literally took every ounce of pride that I had in my life to get to this point. Because how do you ever tell somebody, other than a podcast that has a lot of listeners.
Other than everybody. Yeah.
I think I can only tell this story now because there's a good outcome.
I hope so. I hope there are worms in your butt.
They say, pull your pants down. And I said, I'm out of here.
Are you kidding me?
I said,
what did you think they were going to say? I went to a doctor with butt worms.
I said, can't you just write me an antibiotic for butt worms?
Oh my goodness.
And they said, that is not how that works.
You're getting the hard street drugs of amoxicillin.
And I said, okay, I will find another doctor.
Kathleen.
And I started to walk out and they were like, no, wait, please. Let us help you. I said, okay, tell me what you have in mind.
I am open to negotiation.
Just when I thought the butt worms and the crawlies was the worst part, not the worst part. The worst part is when they check to see if you actually do have butt worms, you have to poo on a plate.
All right. What's up, compromise?
And scoop your own poo.
You will poop on this plate.
Into a series of tiny little vials. Of which after you must write your name on while your poop is on the inside and warming up the vial.
Oh, Christmas come early. It's like shocking how hot poop is.
It's so
hot.
Why
do you know this?
It's so warm. It is so much warmer than you think it is.
It's 98.6 degrees.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's hot.
Okay. So while I was scooping up my poop, I threw up in my mouth.
Oh my God. This is like the intro of the podcast where I can't laugh because it's that funny.
It was so gross.
You're like the classiest person I know.
I have never changed a baby diaper before. And also, I may or may not have had like Five Guys for dinner the night before. I had to do this.
It's a burger place, by the way. She's not a sex worker.
Yeah, I'm not a sex worker. Yet. And so, yes, then you have to put it in a bag. Deliver it to the doctor.
Oh, you're not at the doctor right now.
No, I'm not at the doctor. I'm doing this at home.
They give her a to-go plate.
Thank the Lord. because that would have been bad.
Okay. Now I imagine you in like tulle with like a tuxedo shirt.
Oh yeah,
like pearls.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, so I bring it to the doctor and I say, "I have a stool sample. Can you take this?" And they said, "I'm sorry, what do you have?" I have a stool sample. It's for Dr. So and So. Hey, Gina! Someone up here has a stool sample. What do I do with this? The waiting room is packed.
Are you? Why wouldn't men, they have any discretion?
Men, women, children.
I've pooped on a plate.
I pooped on a plate and then I put it in some vials and it's still warm. I did it.
Were you dressed like Carmen Sandiego?
I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
I would have been so pissed at this woman.
I squatted on the bathroom floor and I pooped on a plate.
Yep, I pooped on a plate because I have worms in my butt.
I'm sorry for Five Guys.
What?
Don't have, I'm, never mind.
Turns out I don't have worms in my
no,
butt.
No, I don't.
It's a happy ending. Yay.
You had stress in your butt.
I had stress in my butt.
So did they give you anything for the stress?
Well, yeah, eventually, but that was a different doctor.
You need to go to a different kind of doctor for stress medication.
Not the type of doctor that asks to see your butthole, thankfully.
I think you and I are on the same thing for stress.
We are.
Because when you first start it, you see spiders out of the corners of your eyes.
Yes, you do. Okay, guess what? I'm never going on for stress.
Oh, no. Half the people in this city are on that medication. Yep.
I just can't see spiders. That's no. all.
It's only for like a week, though.
That's. I don't know why you think that's not a lot of time.
Bagel crumbs are, all of a sudden turn into a horror movie.
It is really strange.
No way.
Yeah.
But
no
then you
way.
You feel really a lot better and your buttworms go away.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's pretty great.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. No, great. That was amazing.
That was beautiful. And I'm you did tell me this when it first happened, so I forgot about it. So I'm so happy to rehear about it now.
I think maybe you're the only person I
because this is a heavy burden to carry. I understand you needed to tell at least one other person of your experience.
Like if someone tells me that they're stressed, I'm just like, okay, let me tell you about my butt worms.
Yeah, have you ever pooped on?
Have you ever pooped on?
Do you have time to hear about the good Lord and Savior?
They give
do you have time to hear about the butt worms?
They give you a tiny, tiny little spoon, like you're getting a sample of ice cream at the confectionery shop.
Was it also a neon color?
Yes.
Sherbet pink.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
All right, Bethany, how about you?
Oh, my God. I have to follow this. Mine is pretty short and sweet. And actually, you both were there. But this story makes me happy every time I think about it. So back in, I believe, January 21st, 2017, there was a women's march in Washington, D.C.
That's
yes.
We all went. And so... It's in D.C., which is, you know, this beautiful city, lots of brownstones. And as we're walking from the bus, which brought us in to the area where the march begins, all of these gorgeous old historic homes with columns are lining both sides of this really beautiful boulevard. And there's trees and it's leafy and it's stunning. For some reason, it's leafy, even though it's January.
It was a nice January.
It was really
day.
Pretty.
Yeah.
And as we're walking by, you know, they're like the people who live in these homes are sitting out on their porch and they're waving and they're, you know, they're shouting and they're saying hi. And it's all of these women and some dudes as well. And we're like ready for a fight. We're like ready to go. We have our signs already. We've started the march early and we're like, yeah, we're women, we're awesome. And it's like super empowering and I felt so good. And we're all just like feeding off this female energy. And then from a brownstone house on the corner, a guy comes out onto the porch. And I'll be damned if he did not look like an L.L. Bean model.
And that's when we lost Bethany.
He was wearing a flannel button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up to like mid-arm. He had a glass of red wine in his hand. It was early in the morning, but whatever. Rugged, a little stubble, a nice head of like brown hair. He looked to be about 45, so just a little bit of silver at the temples.
Yep.
And he sort of strolls out of his front door, and then he like leans on one of the columns, and he toasts his glass to all of us. And all of these women who were 2 seconds before like, yeah, strong women, we're all about it. We all turn, see him and go, hi. We start like preening and pulling our hair and like fixing our makeup.
Help me, I've fallen. I can't get up.
It's like, I don't have any strength in my arms at all. Can you carry me? And he sort of chuckles to himself and takes a drink of Merlot. And we're like, okay, bye. And then like sort of like slithered the rest of the way.
And this was 10 o'clock in the morning.
It sure was.
There was an early, there was a breakfast Merlot.
It's so perfect that you have to wonder what side of the fence he was on, because in his own mind, he could have been so against anything we're doing and like, watch me take away all of the power.
Yeah. He has like an earpiece directly to Russia. I got them.
We still have them. Don't worry.
Moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel. My favorite part of that day was also marching to the march.
Yeah.
Because I was next to, I think it might have been our sister Spencer, and we were walking toward the Capitol building. You could see it in the distance, and everyone's like revved up. But the early shouting portion has passed, so yeah. We're all kind of talking to ourselves, we're getting ready, and one girl in front of me looks at the Capitol building and goes, "This is just amazing. The White House."
Oh shoot. Oh,
like, oh no, we're in mixed company. All right.
Did her sign just say "Bless my heart"?
You know what, sisters, still appreciate you being here for all the right reasons.
Yep.
But oh boy. Man. Oh no, nobody asked her any questions on camera.
That was a day.
Why are you here? Because of America and all the good and because of just, you know, global warming.
That's bad.
So bad. Quality.
This one time I pooped on a plate.
Pooped on a plate.
This one time.
Tiny little baby spoon to scoop it up. I hate myself.
No, you wonder you're bad at squats. That was the ultimate squat day. So when that one podcast, when we were talking about hovering over a toilet to pee, and you're like, "I can't do that." You, in the back of your mind, were like, "No, I tried the ultimate squat once. It didn't work. I can't do that."
Don't tell them yet. It's not the right time.
It's a dark day.
At least you didn't fall. You didn't fall, right?
Into it.
No.
Okay, good.
That would have been a disaster.
Should we say what we learned this week?
Yeah. I mean, I learned a lot.
I know,
in
about
the last
each other.
20 minutes.
I feel like I have a 1,000-yard stare now. It's because, like, I've seen things.
We have to break eye contact with everyone for the next few days.
Don't look.
There's no way.
I can start.
Sure.
So there's this amazing trilogy of books called the Southern Reach Trilogy.
Wait.
I don't know if you guys... No. So over the weekend, I went to the...
that's my coffee maker. Yeah. Oh, it's... Coffee maker?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought there was a drill outside on the street.
My coffee maker has to, it's kind of high maintenance and it has to flush itself out when it's done.
Is it possessed? Because that is actually scary now.
I have a lot of friends like that.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's good. Over the weekend, I went with my friend Sarah to this movie theater that turns out it's in Bushwick. I didn't realize we were in Bushwick, but there it is.
You were like so Lena Dunham and Girls.
Super Lena Dunham, except I wasn't. Problematic. And it's called Syndicated Bar Theater Kitchen, and it's this beautiful old I know, it's this like old warehousey kind of place. They've redone it kind of art deco style, and it's a bar that plays these two movies who are like silent with the sound off, whatever, but then in the back there's an actual movie theater and they play a bunch of old movies, and they were playing Drop Dead Gorgeous, and it reminded me, I'd seen a movie years ago but I had forgotten how darkly funny it is. So if you have not seen Drop Dead Gorgeous, you have to watch it. It's Kirsten Dunst in her Kirsten Dunstiest prime.
Aww.
I love her.
It's Allison Janney, who is my personal savior.
Who won an Oscar this year, right?
Sure did. Yes, she did. And a bunch of other stuff too. It's Brittany
Murphy.
R.I.P.
It's Amy Adams in one of her first roles, and it's
my gosh.
And it takes place in Minnesota, and they Kirstie Alley's in it. They all have the accent, and every character in that movie is somebody in my family. So if you watch it, just think of me. It's so good. So Drop Dead Gorgeous. I don't know where you can find it. Do a Google, and it's so good.
I'm putting that on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen that movie?
No.
Like, if it was made today, they'd be kind of protesting some stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. Sorry, fair. My cord keeps hitting my thing.
It's a dark comedy, right?
Dark comedy. Okay. Just, it's so funny.
Remember, there are only really crappy movies offered on that movie service. I
know.
I apparently stream from my apartment all the time.
Yes.
So no, I don't have that.
There you go.
I'll look for it.
Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that everybody should be watching the new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Is it good?
I'm giving you guys an assignment. You must. Yes, that. Watch it.
Okay. Does it make you cry?
You will laugh. You will cry. There's just one guy in the first episode, and I'm not giving too much away. He goes, "You guys can try and fix me, but you can't fix ugly."
Oh, no. God, yes,
oh, no.
And at the end of the episode, he finally likes the way that he looks.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
And he was like a true guy's guy, and by the end of the episode, he's like putting tinted moisturizer on his face.
I love it.
And the cast is really wonderful. And if you follow them on socials, they all interact with each other on socials too, so it's kind of like the show after the show.
Can you start it right off the bat, or do you have to know anything else about the show? Because I've never watched an episode ever.
You don't need to. You don't need to have watched the original whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay.
And it is just is so fabulous.
Good. And it's uplifting, which I think a lot of people need right now.
Yes. So many feels.
I love that. Sam, what'd you learn this week?
Mine is there is nothing more validating than knowing other people understand how the insides of your mind work. And I want to give special thank you and shout out to our Facebook fan page for this, because they posted a photo that a friend had to take a screenshot of and send to me. It was a little cartoon of a woman in a jumpsuit feeling fabulous.
Oh, I saw this.
And the next screen's like, oh, I'm so awesome. Like, she's really just feeling herself in this jumpsuit. And then like the next comic strip is her walking up to a door. And then the last one is her sitting on the toilet naked, like with this huge pout on her face.
And her teeny little boobies are just there.
Teeny little sad boobies. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. It's, and the caption was Sam AF.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Amazing.
And I'm wearing a jumpsuit today.
Yes. You are?
So that was actually me today, which was such agreeable symmetry. So
I love it.
The validation and the joy that it brought to me was just probably way out of proportion of what it should have been. So thank you to whomever posted that, and thank you for understanding us.
Well, Mom, let me tell you what I did at work today. I got naked in the bathroom.
Poop naked.
I think anyone who wears a jumper, romper, jumpsuit, mechanics feel this too. You got to wear those coveralls.
Yeah.
They should make butt flaps.
Good point.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But it would ruin the aesthetic of this cause.
So that's awesome. We love that you feel us.
Oh, keep writing to us. Keep sending things for us. I think next week we're actually going to cover a listener topic.
Yes, we sure.
Yeah, that's a rolling thing. So if at any point you have something you want us to cover, send it over to us. Our email is anacquiretastepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And follow us on social. I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Facebook and Instagram, and Radio Bethany on Twitter.
I am Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
I am at Sam_ROSALIE on Instagram and Twitter.
And then, we are Acquired Podcast on Instagram.
Fabulous. What are we on Twitter?
We are
Acquired Taste.
No. Wait, Acquired.
Just Google it.
Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram and Acquired Podcast on Twitter.
Okay. I'm going to bring a printout for us next
time. Yeah, we should figure this out.
You should just have this.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.